Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a fresh week of Rated G Radio. I am so thrilled that here we have Dr. Annie Ulrich. She is back with us for her August Energy Update today, and she's going to be taking your calls live. So if you'd like to ask her a question, now is a perfect time to call in, because while she's giving you the Energy Update, I've still got some more callers we're going to screen here tonight, and it gives us a chance to make sure that you are in line so we can get your question answered as quickly as possible. Before we get to that, I want to give a couple of shout outs to folks in the area here. There is a great local band. If you like world music, I'm going to call it Indian music because one of the band members plays a sitar, but a sitar like you've never heard it played before. It's absolutely amazing. There's a local band in Long Beach called Fontaine's Muse that is performing tomorrow on Tuesday in Long Beach. If you'd like more information about that, I want to encourage you to go to my Facebook page and look up the information about Fontaine's Muse and click that and go watch them tomorrow. I think it's afternoon time in Long Beach. And if we can play one of their songs a little bit later, maybe to close out the show, we'll absolutely do that, and that'll be fun. If you like independent music and you like music that's actually really entertaining to watch as well as to listen to, Fontaine's Muse is absolutely fantastic. Again, they're playing live tomorrow in Long Beach, so go check them out. Now, without further ado, let's bring on our star of the show, Dr. Annie. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. How are you?
I'm great, and how are you, Garrett? Good?
I'm doing great. It's the first show of August, so I'm thrilled that we're continuing the tradition of having you on the first Monday of the month. And speaking of that, my commit after the show tonight is I'm going to sit down and send you a list of dates for the rest of the year so we can lock in whatever might be convenient for you, too. So I just want to make sure make sure you are scheduled as well. So
perfect. That sounds good to me.
Well, it sounds great to me, too, because everybody loves you. So what is going on in the energy of August?
Wow. Well, you know, here we are in August, and it is right smack in the middle of summer, of course. And so it is hot, and in so many ways, hot, hot, sizzling. It's a wonderful month, actually, for everybody to take advantage of the playing and getting in touch with your inner child. And most people take their vacations during August, and it's not surprising that they do. It's just a perfect time to do that. The sign of Leo is so exuberant and just delightful, has a great, great energy connected to it of joy and happiness and strength. And it's also a time where you're feeling physically wanting to participate out in the world and run along the beach and play in the waves going up to the mountains, wherever it is that you really connect to nature. This is a perfect time to do it because the weather is so perfect for it. We have a new moon August the 14th. We're still actually pulling in all of the positive energy from the full moon in July, which was July the 31st. So we're still working on that and pulling all of that wonderful, vibrant energy into this month. And here we are. And, you know, it's really a good time to just kind of look back over the last couple of months since we went into actual summer, which was June and June 21st. You take a look at all the things that you have experienced in the last couple of months. all the lessons that you have learned over the last couple of months. And what you're encouraged to do in this month, August, is to blend all of that together and start really reassessing and rethinking how you want to proceed, how you really want to live your life. It's all about heart and heart connection. And not only being with one that you love or who you love, but doing what you love. And so I think we're all really looking at that. And Leo is very big heart, big, huge heart. And so we want to connect with that energy. It's also a good time for you to be as creative or as artistic as you can possibly be. And it's like coming from that heart center, then the creativity comes out naturally. And you're being encouraged to express in that way. Let your inner child out. Let that child in you play and have a really, really great time. You might even just take a moment and look back over your life and remember all of the really great, great times that you had on vacation. So, you know, it's so much fun to do that and to remember that little girl or that little boy and how they enjoyed their vacation times with family or friends or whatever it was, because you want to embody that energy of light and lightness and happiness and really, really enjoy yourself. Just going down to the beach and sitting in the sand or making a sandcastle or looking for seashells, collecting seashells. All of those things are, you know, they speak to your soul and they make you really, really happy. And this month is a great time because it's perfect beach weather, of course. So it's time for you to refresh and relax. If you can get away and go on vacation, that is terrific, because when you come back, you do feel that. There's a complete difference in perspective when you take time away and you take a break. It's really, really good to do that. I've heard people say that they're going on a staycation, and that was quite amusing, actually, to hear that. And I can get that. So you're staying at home, but you're taking time out. That means that you're unplugging. And as much as you possibly can, do that, because it's really important. You need a new perspective. We have a Pisces full moon, August the 29th. So both July and August have full moons at the end of the month. And it's a very, very powerful moon for healing. And healing energy is connected to it, both physical and spiritual. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful time for you to really, really take care of yourself. Look at the way that you're taking care of yourself. And so that might be looking at the way you eat, and what kind of exercise you're getting, and what you have for, you know, enjoyment and recreation in your life. So many of us are caught up in the hustle and the bustle of everyday life, and we don't take time for ourselves as much as we should. So it's really, really time to unplug and try to get in touch with what makes you happy and what you love. So those are a couple of things that are really, really important, I think, for this month. And also, there is energy of the eighth month is about bringing balance into your life in every way possible. So that would make sense about relaxing and refreshing and, you know, balance your life with play and work, and just have that that feeling of you're getting your needs met, but you're not working 24/7. So just relax. That's it.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good time to do that. We need that. We all of us really, really need it. So heart connect is good.
You're so right. I mean, it's like I think we do forget that, you know, you need to have a balance. And I had the opportunity today to go down to the beach for just a little bit before the show, and it was great seeing all the families down there, just like, you know, with the kids playing in the sand and running in the waves and that type of thing. And it was just like that was exactly what I was thinking. Boy, these people are like finally taking time out to appreciate, you know, the opportunities of a nice warm beach. So anyway, I can get off on a different tangent on that completely. But love the update.
But it is true. That's exactly it. That's exactly what needs to be done, because we are so focused on work. Most of us are focused on work and career and money, and that's it. So there needs to be some play in there, and to enjoyment, and what, you know, what kind of enjoyment, what entertainment makes you happy. And so it's important to do that. You can't get any better than living at the beach or in the mountains. It's perfect.
Absolutely.
Because you have that connection with nature, which is important too. So, but it's a good month. It's a happy month. So this is good to know. It's definitely much lighter in tone and in vibration than last month and you know, the last couple of months. So it's nice. It's a good month.
Right. I love hearing that it's going to be a good month. That's exciting news to hear on a lot of fronts. But what's also exciting is that we've got a bunch of people that have called in to ask you questions tonight, Dr. Annie. Are you ready to take some calls?
I am. Yes, indeed. Let's do it.
There we go. Let's do it. And so our first call tonight is going to be coming from Joe. And Joe was born on March 31st. Joe, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Well, hi. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
So what do you need from me to read?
What question do you have for me today?
Well, I've got so many. Where do you pick? How about business, work, opportunity?
Well, what I can tell you about the energy of the year that you are in right now, Joe, is it's a highly spiritual year, actually. So with that, what I would really recommend is that you listen to your gut instincts. You really take a listen to what you're being guided to do. You know, whenever you have a hit on something, trust that and really follow that through, because your intuition levels are high, and they're higher this year than they have been for quite some time. So as far as your opportunities for work or employment will be coming in September. So if you can have the chance to take a break, like I was suggesting before, it would be, this is a perfect month to do that. But also to look at what it is that you really want to do versus what you've been doing or have had to do. And there's a big difference. So just kind of, look at what you would really like to do and then put it out into the universe and ask for that. And you'll be surprised at what comes up for you. But make sure that you are putting yourself out into the world. And, you know, this is a great social month. So take advantage of any kind of social invitations that come to you, because that's the way that you're going to make new contacts. So I hope that helps you a little bit.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thanks
Good.
For your
call,
Joe.
Keep us posted.
Good luck. Yeah,
thank
keep us
you.
Posted. Give us a call back next month. And our next caller is Tracy. And Tracy was born on April 14th. Tracy, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm okay.
This is a good year for you, actually, you know.
I hope so. Well, there's been a lot of deep changes.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not surprised. You were going through a lot of transition or transitional energy last year, the end of last year, and the first of this year. So there's been an awful lot that you've been working with. But this year for you is really very much about money, power, and authority. So have you had any promotions?
No, but I had two really well-paying temp jobs, and they have ended. And so now I'm working for minimum wage part-time, and it's just killing me emotionally, but I know it's a means to an end. And I just ache to move up to the Pacific Northwest, and I'm wondering how I'm going to ever make that happen.
Well, that's something that is very possible for you. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. That is very possible in this year and next year. Actually, When September comes in, that September, October of this year for you is really very much about movement, change, and decisions made in a hurry. So it wouldn't be surprising if a position came up for you that would actually facilitate the move that you are desirous of. So mm-hmm. just keep on doing what you're doing and putting out the word and just keeping your vision open and receptive to whatever it is that the universe has to offer you, and ask for what you want. When we do like affirmations or meditation or prayer work or any of that kind of thing, you are asking specifically for what you want. And it's important that you do that. I would actually recommend that you actually write out what you want
mm-hmm.
on a piece of paper. And, the type of position you want, the salary you want, and the location you want it in. And then just fold it all and put it under a brown candle. Get yourself a brown candle. And the brown candle is because it's the color of now. It's grounding. Let's ground that energy and make it happen. And so burn the brown candle, and just know that the universe is working in your favor and that things will start to happen for you. And
you know,
I bet you they do. Look towards the end of September, and I think that that's when all of that movement is going to start happening.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much
okay.
for taking my call. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tracy. And our next caller, by the way, I want to let everybody know, if you are new to the show tonight, number one, thank you for tuning in. But Dr. Annie has a great energy update, and you can, it's called the Life Energy Cycle Chart. She sends that out to you free of charge if you simply email her at tleaves@yahoo.com. If you're looking at the show page here on Rated G Radio, all you got to do is cut and paste that. Actually, I think it picks it. I've linked it, so all you got to do is click that, and it will take you to her email. But email her. She'll send that to you free of charge. And if you have other questions or want to spend more time with her, you can also schedule an appointment to do that, independent of the show here that she's on once a month, because here you get like one question. Also, if you're listening on West Star Radio in the UK, number one, thank you for listening on your drive time home. Dr. Annie's email. I'm going to spell it for you. Don't do this while you're driving, of course, but it's tealeaves, T-E-A-L-V-S, T-E-A-L-V-S at yahoo.com, tealeaves at yahoo.com. You can send Dr. Annie the note, and you'll get your life energy cycle chart at no charge to you. And that is, before we take our next call, which is going to be coming from Dale, do you want to tell everybody what that is again real quick? I know I read mine at least once just to make sure I'm on track.
I'd love to. You know, the life energy cycle chart is a very useful tool. And what it does is it gives you information throughout the year based on your birth date. And it is a cycle, a cyclical chart. What that means is that every single one of us goes through seven cycles of time and energy within 1 year. And it starts on your birthday. So your birthday, for instance, my birthday is May 9th. May 9th is my new year. That's when things start for me. And that applies to everybody else. And each one of those cycles has 52 days connected to it. So your first cycle would start, for instance, mine, May 9th, and then I would count 52 days, and that would be my first cycle. And then I count the next 52 days, that would be the second, and so on and so forth. Well, in that time frame, each cycle, that 52 days, has its attributes, both positive and negative. And it also gives you the timing to really make decisions for in your life. You know, like when is the best time to buy or sell real estate? When is the best time to invest in luxury items or make investments? When is the best time to do surgery? When is the best time to, you know, deal with legal situations? All of those questions can be answered energetically by the life energy cycle chart. And it all has to do with what the energy, what kind of energy is available to you and how can you use it. And so it takes the guessing out of everyday life, and it also helps to make sense out of the way you're feeling. For instance, the last cycle, which is the seventh cycle, that is 52 days right before your birthday again. So what you're doing in that seventh cycle is wrapping things up and hopefully getting rid of what's not working for you. But the most commonly heard symptoms of the seventh cycle are, I'm feeling just a little down, I'm a little depressed, a little blue, melancholy. You know, don't feel so great, don't have too much energy. Well, that's the seventh cycle. You're wrapping up your year. So there's a ton of information there, and I know that Garrett uses it. And so it's my pleasure to send it on to anyone who requests it. Yeah.
And request it you should, because it really is quite interesting, and I think you will totally love it. Okay. That's a shameless plug for Dr. Annie's Life Energy Cycle Chart. I think everybody listening tonight absolutely needs it. So, again, email her for it free of charge, tealeaves at yahoo.com. The email's on the show page. Our next call is coming from Dale, and Dale was born September 10th. Dale, welcome to the show, and you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. And how can I help you today?
Well, I'm calling and trying to see if you see anything coming up for the remaining of the year in the love the love area. A true love.
Well, let me ask you, Dale, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Uh-uh. When was the last time you were in a relationship, if you don't mind me asking?
Really, I haven't really been in a relationship. Like, I've dated, but nobody serious in years. It's been, oh, my God, I can't even remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, I'm getting that. That's exactly what I was getting.
It's been a long time.
It's been, like, almost a nine-year period.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. Well, the good news is that this is the last year of that.
Okay.
So we are in 2016, and as we go into the new year, oh, we're in 2015, aren't we? Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So 2016 is your year.
Okay.
That's the year for romance and for long and lasting love relationships. I wouldn't be surprised if you are married within the next 2 to 3 years. And so that's going to be very nice for you.
Okay.
You will be in a committed relationship. There's no doubt about it. September, next month, keep yourself really, really open and receptive to love.
Okay.
And it will be, you're going to be surprised because people are coming into your life when you least expect it. And it's very, very good. So once again, keep yourself open and receptive to actually going out into the world, going
mm-hmm.
to parties, going to social events,
mm-hmm.
you know, joining a club, getting out there in the world, taking a class, doing something. And you're going to be meeting a lot of different people, but you definitely will meet the love of your life, which is going to be very nice.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Dale, for your call. Have a good night. And we've got a bunch of other callers that are on hold and screened. I'm going to jump to the Blog Talk chat room real quick. And this next question, Dr. Andy, comes from Lachey. Her birthday is January 8th, and she has a career question, and her career's been kind of up and down, and she would like to know what's going to be happening for her next.
Okay, so what I get around her, it's very strong for a career. She's in a very strong career energy right now, and for the rest of this year. Next year, she's going to be moving up in whatever career she is in, whatever path that is. There is promotion and excellence and reaching the next level. So that's really exciting. It's a very exciting time for her next year. And it starts to happen, once again, in September of this year. So she is on the right, she's on the right path. Whatever it is that she is doing, it seems to be working for her. And if she needs to just adjust it a little bit, now is the time to do that. In other words, if you are looking at maybe a different department or a different way of expressing in the career, this is a good time to put it out there and see what people think. Speak up, speak out, tell people what you want, what you feel, how your, you know, what your goals are, and you will actually have the ear of the world for a change. So that's kind of exciting, and it's really important to take advantage of that kind of energy because this is a good money year for her. So good luck. It's great.
There we
good stuff.
Go. Thanks for the question, Lachey. I appreciate you chiming in. And we are going to do, actually, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, Dr. Annie. One of the things that we're doing new on the show, outside of just, you know, taking listener calls and chatting and having a great hour, we're actually taking sponsors for Rated G Radio now. And we've got a great sponsor out of Minneapolis-St. Paul called Rainbow Brew. So everybody listen to this and we'll be right back.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of The Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
There we go, our little sponsor. Thank you, Rainbow Brew,
that's
out of Minneapolis,
great.
St. Paul. Isn't that fun?
I love it.
So,
yeah, I love it. So, that's very professional. Really lovely. Sounds good too.
We have more people coming on board as we speak, so it's a matter of getting everybody fitted into the program, as we say. Our next caller is going to be coming from Kimberly. Kimberly was born November 5th, and as I bring Kimberly on, I'm going to let everybody know who's called in, and I have not screened you yet. I'm going to screen your call now, so be prepared for your first name and your birthday. Kimberly, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Annie?
Hi there, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great.
How can I help you?
Well, my question is in reference to career. I've been teaching for about 12 years, and I feel like Frodo from Lord of the Rings. I feel like I'm in a situation where a career where I really don't have a passion for it, but I do it, and I'm grateful. And I just would like to know the direction on how to transition.
Well, the first thing would be to look at the way that you can take all of the wonderful, wonderful experience that you have and transition into something that's going to be more heartfelt and soulful and really, make you just love what you're doing. So it's a time, it's transitional. You are in a transitional place. And I think that you're going to be doing this gradually. It's not going to be happening overnight. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes. So I would say over the next year, by September of 2016, you will have achieved and probably created a unique and unusual career for yourself. And you're going to be using all of the talents that you have now. So it's, when you're going through this transition, what you're doing is focusing on how you relate to your world. And it's really interesting because you actually said that you're grateful for what you are able to do and the opportunity to do it. So that in itself will help the door of opportunity to do more of what you want to do. And so that's really, really good. You've got great energy working for you in that way. So take advantage of it. What you want to do right now is to concentrate on the relationships that you have with people, people that you work with, your peers, your friends, your family. You know, it's like you're taking a look at the way you relate to your world, and you're deciding what you want to keep and what you're ready to let go of. And so that is going to take up probably the rest of this year when you're, sorting those kinds of things out. And it's really, really important for you to do that. You do have love and support around you. So it's really important for you to know that too. And you may not even be aware of it too much. So just know that you are loved and supported. And also, are you in a love relationship right now?
No, I'm not. It's been a while.
Okay. Then there's a love relationship that's coming into your life in the next 3 months.
Oh.
And so that's going to be really great and very, very good for you. So that, I think, is going to also help you to open up in a lot of different areas. So, yeah, you've got a lot to look forward to in the next couple of months here. So just enjoy yourself. And
okay.
You are moving in the right direction. You're moving in the right direction. You're open and receptive to change. And so that's important. That's important. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. That helped me a great deal. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kimberly. Good to hear from you tonight. And our next caller is Laura, and Laura was born October 1st. Laura, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. What can I help you with?
Well, I went to an open house on Sunday, and there's a house that I'm really interested in buying, and I wonder if you see everything falling into place for me that I can get this house.
Well, yes, I do. I see that it will, because you are in the beginning of a very powerful cycle of energy and time. It's exciting. This year for you is all about new. Anything that's new, do it. New businesses, new careers, new places of employment, you know, new homes. Anything that's new, it's a really good fit for who you are and where you're going right now. So it's excellent. I think that it will be very, very easy for you to get this place. And so just put a picture of it up on your desk or your, you know, at home, anywhere, and know that that's where you're going. And if you keep that picture up there, it'll happen.
Okay.
So you're just in such a powerful place. It's time for you to speak up, speak out, let people know what you think, how you feel, what's going on with you, and what you want. The reason I'm very, very strong about this is because you have the ear of the world right now, and it will last for about the next year. So you need to use it. We don't get this opportunity very often, so use it.
So yeah, the ear of the world. I like that.
Yeah, you do it. You just tell them what you want, and you'll get it. And that's amazing. It is. It's really good, good energy. So congratulations. Use it.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Thanks for your call, Laura. Have a great night, and let us know when you get that house, and you can invite us over for your housewarming party. Okay. Yeah, send pictures, too. Yeah, we'll post them.
Yes.
our next caller is Nathaniel. Nathaniel was born on May 1st. Nathaniel, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking kind of for a move and a new car and a new job. I just wanted to see what you saw for me.
Well, I can see that. I can see that. That's really interesting. You are in a really interesting vibration energetically, because it's all about movement. Move, move, move. I want to move everything. And so if there is one word that describes the whole year for you, it's movement. Change.
Yeah.
Decisions made in a hurry. Flight from one place to another, fast action, the moving up of everything in and around you. And so you've got that energy going. And so what you're being asked to do is to decide where you want to be. And then you can start moving towards it and in that direction. But it's all about freedom. Freedom and freeing yourself up. There is, you know, you might even be feeling like stagnant or bored or stuck, all of those kinds of feelings. And what you want to do is to start moving in a positive forward direction. So if you can just take a weekend away, or, you know, do something that's different. Anything, when you're in this kind of vibration, what I highly recommend people do is to do the opposite of what you would normally do. Complete opposite. And that brings in the agent of change and the opportunity for you to make those changes. So it's a really fun time. It can be very stressful at times, but it is all about activity and moving, just moving things in your life. If you start to do it slowly, for instance, if you always go to the opera, go to a rock concert, that type of thing. So it's easy to do, and it changes the direction, the energy. It gives it a better idea, or let's change it up and let's look at this in a new way. So all of the things that you want are definitely in the mix right now. You probably won't know how any of this is going to turn out until the end of the year, though.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be really, really exciting. Travel is definitely around you. So if you aren't traveling now, get ready to travel because it's definitely coming in for you. So opportunities will be there for you to do it. Okay?
Hey, well, thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Nathaniel, for the call. And, Dr. Ennie, we've got three more callers that we've got screened. We've got Kristen, Diana, and Debbie. So, ladies, hang on the line. We're going to get to you next. And if you like what you hear or want to schedule a private reading with Dr. Ennie over Skype or telephone or even in person, you can go to Dr. Ennie's website. There's a link on the show page. You just click that, boom, you go there, and you can fill out your information, and she'll contact you and set up a nice session with you directly. I do this about twice a year with her, and it's always an enjoyable time, and I learn so much along the way. So I hope you take advantage of that as well. Our next caller is Kristen, and Kristen was born October 23rd. Kristen, you are live with Dr. Ennie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I saw that you do dreams.
Oh, good. Excellent. I do. Do you have a dream question? Oh, good.
Yes, I do. I had a dream a few weeks ago, and it was very odd. And I was in a restaurant, and I was sitting kind of like on a balcony. And then I was speaking to this man who turned out to be my children's father's girlfriend. And, like, it was just he was just telling me that he was with her and all this weird stuff. The next thing you know, my kid's dad came in, but he couldn't see me because I was, you know, up higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that crackhead is her husband. And then the guy I was with said that he thought he was with her. And then just all this chaos started happening. Well, a few days later, I ended up meeting a guy who was the guy from my dream who gave me a whole bunch of information.
Hmm. Well, then you had a precognitive dream. That's what you call a precognitive dream. You dreamt what was about to happen. And actually, the one symbol in the dream that was really kind of a tip-off of that would be the balcony. Because when a balcony comes into a dream and you're on a balcony, that means that there is imminent change that's coming in. So that's exactly what happened. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I only met the guy, but, like, the rest of it didn't happen because in the dream, him and his girlfriend decided that, you know, like, when all the stuff hit the fan, it was because they were telling each other about all their cheating and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just it is.
There is, you know, we all have those kinds of thoughts, you know, that pass through our heads in any traumatic, experience. So if you've gone through, you know, any kind of upheaval or upset or divorce or anything, separation, anything like that, those are the voices in your head. And you don't have to act on them, and you probably never will. but it's just you, your subconscious telling you, well, look at this.
It
was a great dream. It's a good dream, really. It's really, really good. Did it give you any kind
of... I don't know if the rest of it's going to happen or if it was just, I just met the guy.
It does. Well, what exactly is it that you are looking for?
Well, these two are kind of really bad. And I have bipolar disorder, and he has my kids because he used my bipolar disorder in court. And if they have a quote-unquote stable parent versus one who's not, then they tend to lean to the stabler parent.
Right.
Nothing I did, but unfortunately, as the guy that I met informed me that they know how to play the system a lot better than I do, which is true, because I don't know how to, I'm not a liar. I'm actually like a stand-up honest person. And unfortunately, when you're dealing with some things in this world, that doesn't pay all the time.
Well, you've got, you know, the thing is that you've got change coming in. That's what your dream is telling you. And there are many different men that will be obviously bringing information to you. So you don't have to, don't get stuck on the form. And it is, you know, if they are there to help you, that's terrific. And it doesn't matter if they show up in physical form. What matters is that these things are being worked out in your dream.
Okay.
So keep a log of your dreams. And you'll be surprised at how much information that you can get in that. If you send me an email, I'll send you one of my dream books.
That sounds great. I definitely will.
Okay,
I would like to learn how to use all this intuition stuff anyway.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Kristen, thanks for your call. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, Diana is up next, and Diana was born May 7th. Diana, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying your show. I'm interested on how my spiritual path is unfolding.
Oh, very good. That's wonderful. You've got this. You have a really nice energy this year, and it all has to do with partnering and partnerships and wanting to communicate with people and really take in information. So this is a wonderful thing for you to do. Spiritually speaking, you are you vibrate at a very high level spiritually, and your path is expanding, and you are now more open and receptive to spirit and spiritual information. And so being open and receptive to that will bring in the people that you need to help you along that pathway. So, you know, just go out and enjoy life and connect with spirit. It's like, do you have a spiritual connection? How does that move you? And how do you meditate or do any spiritual practices?
Oh yeah, all my life.
Good.
Yeah.
Just listening.
More knowing, I think they haven't been able to put me in the box at all. So, okay.
Well, that's good. Just be open and receptive, and always listen to what you're being guided to do, because you do vibrate, as I said, at a very high level spiritually. So you're just on the right path, and God bless you.
I've put a lot of work into it. So thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Diana. And our last call-in caller. I might have a question for Dr. Annie. I forgot about dream interpretation. But we have Debbie. She was born on February 12th. Debbie, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just started a new job. It's in something I'm interested in, but I'm having some reservations now. I was wondering if you could see anything about that in the work arena.
How long have you been in?
This is like starting the third week. Now, I have other job, like a part-time job. This is part-time. But this is going on the third week. I was so excited at first, but now I'm wondering.
Okay, so what I'm getting around that is that you're in a vibration that you will be able, you can get your needs met. You can get your needs met. And what you are going to be learning is the art of negotiation. We all need to do that. So it's like you are looking at what you're doing right now, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, it's not that I don't like what I do, but there's got to be a better way to do this. And you are in search of the better way, and it will definitely be given to you. So you need to develop the, as I said before, the art of negotiation, telling people what you want, how you see it, how you view it, looking at all sides of the story and then coming in with balance in all of it. You can get what you want, and so that's really, really important to remember that. And you get it through communication. So communication is your key. And again, it's really important for you to do that, to communicate with people and let them know how you're feeling and what's going on with you and what you're thinking, you know, in terms of the position that you're in. So if you talk
The lady's like a type A personality, which is fine, but I'm more of a mellow person. So I actually pick up on that go, go, go energy, and it doesn't feel good, you know, that trying to be perfect.
I think what you're doing is you're bringing balance into the equation.
Yeah.
You're definitely there to bring balance into it. And so don't lose all of the lovely attributes that you have, which are, you know, being able to see both sides of every story and be the middle person. And you speak from that. You speak from your strength, and all of the things that you just said, they're all your strengths. And so you can speak from that position of strength. You are much more balanced. And so that's why you're there. That's why you're in that position. It's good.
Okay. Well, she's into the healing arts, and she does a modality, and I want to do it too. Then I realized I knew it was, you know, some of the more than her, but I sold myself a little short. And but it, you know, I see what you say. Like I felt like we're helping each other.
Oh, you are. You are. There's no question about that. And your needs will get met. Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
It's going to be
good.
It'll be fine. It's a good year for you to do that, too, to partner with somebody. Good, good, good.
Really? Yes. Yeah, she said she could see me doing that, too, but I'm not in that spot now. So I don't know.
Well,
you will be.
Okay. Just give it time. It'll be good.
And Great. Keep in touch.
So we know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Debbie, for the call. What a great way to end the night for the last call of the evening.
Yeah. Perfect.
Way to go, Debbie. So that'll be awesome. Okay, super quick. And I mean, like, because I want to play a little music before we go. This is just the weirdest thing, Dr. Annie, talking about dreams. And I've actually written these down because it's just so odd. I had my second dream in probably in as many weeks last night that I met Tom Cruise, and Tom Cruise, like, grabbed me by the arm and was hauling me around. I have no idea, you know, like, around town to meetings and all kinds of stuff like this. I have no idea where this is coming from because I've never met Tom Cruise, and it's just been like the weirdest thing, and it had nothing to do with the new Mission Impossible coming out. So how come I'm dreaming about Tom Cruise taking me, you know, like I'm wearing a suit, he's wearing a suit, running around like Hollywood?
Well, maybe it's time for you to be in Tom Cruise's energy field, you know?
Okay.
I think that's what you're heading towards. And so there's no doubt in, you know, in my mind and in your mind that you have star quality and that's where you're going. And so that's the reason that we pull in famous people into our dreams. So, because we do identify with them at that energetic level, and whether or not you've ever, you know, watched a movie he made or you like or dislike him doesn't make any difference. It just says to you at the subconscious level that you have that level of success that's ready to be seen. And so you're working towards that. There you go.
Well, I'll take it. Thank you, Dr. Annie. Okay, well, that made my night. Okay, I love that. Dr. Annie, after the show, I'm going to send you dates for the rest so we can get you all worked out because everybody always looks forward to the first Monday of the month. People who are listening in, like
okay.
Angela and Kenneth from Downey's Desserts and Rebecca Fisk, I appreciate you all listening in. I know that you're not calling in, but I can tell that you're listening. Thank you very much. And Dr. Annie, we'll see you live next month. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Everybody else, this is going to be a little Fontaine's Muse. Don't forget, they're going to be playing live tomorrow in Long Beach in the afternoon. Go to my Facebook page. Look for the post about Fontaine's Muse. Here's a little song that they played last year when I first met them at Whole Foods. This is called Mystic Kiss. We'll be back live tomorrow with David Laws and Mary Lou Monroe Ray.
And wrapped been listening to Rated G Radio.